text the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And we'll, of course, take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. That is the point of this radio program. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Michelle.
So, Michelle, how are you?
I'm fabulous.
This is great to have you in on this Friday, because Allie, who's normally here on Fridays, has gone on a vacation.
Yes.
Back down to Alabama, so we probably won't be hearing from her for a couple weeks, at least 2 or 3 weeks, I think, from
Yeah,
today, so.
Go see mom and sister.
Yeah,
that should be fun.
That is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So good to have you in here. And, of course, you can get on the phones at 855-450-FREE. Last night, there was a story that we kind of teased, and it didn't get a chance to really talk about at all. And it's another one of these disturbing stories that all of a sudden have been being reported on. And, of course, the question is, how often have these been happening where people haven't been aware of it, or it hasn't gotten the kind of media or independent media attention that, say, the Brandon Raub case has received? Are you familiar with the Brandon Raub
Absolutely.
Case?
Absolutely. The former Marine who was taken in, put in a mental ward, basically to protect him or society, because he
right.
had Facebook posts that were, you know, dangerous.
Yeah, it was about a week ago, I think it was last Thursday, that Mr. Raub was attacked by the police. Not physically, but...
But FBI and the Secret Service,
yeah.
So this is a federal issue.
He had his freedom stolen from him, and the claim was that he had posted something dangerous on Facebook, something threatening to Facebook, and ultimately it amounted to some song lyrics, I guess, is what he'd posted. And, you know, this is a guy who feels really strongly about the state of freedom in this country, and obviously, he went and fought in the military, and that didn't do much to protect freedom, clearly. So he's pretty upset about all that, and he posted some song lyrics. And posting violent song lyrics isn't actually a threat of violence. You know, it's just not, and it shouldn't be a crime.
Well, Mrs. Cheney would have you say it, think so.
Ms.
You know.
Cheney?
Yeah, Dick Cheney's wife, and also Tipper Gore.
They were
both really into the explicit language.
And, right, the explicit lyrics label came out as a result of what Tipper Gore did.
Right, and so the fact though that there is protected speech for the purpose of being able to express grievances against the government. That was the whole reason why it was listed in the Bill of Rights. However, there is something interesting. He may fall under the military code because he, if he's on reserves, because you're in for 4 years and then you're on reserves for 4 years.
Was he on reserves? I wasn't clear on that.
See, that's the thing. Is I looked up, and I'm no longer on Facebook.
He was 26, so, which would mean that he probably, if let's say he went into the military at age 18,
yep.
4 years to 22, four
yep.
more years to 26. Maybe he was borderline.
Right. And so in the event, then that begs the question of whether or not you can indenture yourself as a servant and mm-hmm. abdicate your civil liberties or your, you know, rights under the Constitution or even your human rights. I wouldn't say rights, but just your humanity and your ability to make choices.
Well, the good news about Brandon Raub, as you may have heard, is that another judge, I guess, heard the case and has ordered him to be released.
Oh, I haven't heard that. That's awesome.
So I haven't actually heard that he's been released. I've just heard that he's ordered to have been released. So I don't know what the timetable is on that. And maybe if somebody else has been paying closer mm-hmm. attention, you could call in and clue us in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But in other news, related news, from beforeitsnews.com, this is kind of written in an email style, so I'm just going to share it as it is. It talks about breaking information, and this came in on the 22nd, so a couple days ago, regarding an Army combat veteran in Ohio who was raided this evening for the same reasons that Brandon Raub was arrested.
This evening, meaning
two days ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There were no criminal charges, no suspicions of criminal activity, and he was not arrested. So unlike Raub, who was carted off into a crazy ward, this guy wasn't arrested. However, all of his firearms were confiscated, and he's been given a notice to appear before a judge. Now, this particular veteran is a Purple Heart recipient, has no criminal background, and no issues with prior VA psych evaluations. just got off the phone with him and would like to pass along all of this information. According to a call from a friend in Central Ohio, this guy had all of his firearms confiscated. At first, I thought he was joking, as we often do, so I made some sarcastic remarks. But he continued explaining what he had gone through. I stopped him and asked if he was being serious or just pulling my leg. He assured me he was being serious. Says I'll provide you with the details as best I can. A search warrant was executed by Miami County, Ohio Sheriff's deputies at approximately 5:30 at the home of my friend at the exact time he was returning home from work. The minute he got in the back door from his garage, there was a knock at the front door, and a cruiser pulled up directly behind his truck. There were 7 sheriff's deputies in total, and the warrant they produced gave them the ability to find, secure, and obtain any deadly weapons. The reason stated on the warrant was for, quote, the safety of the defendant, that is the man in question here, and the general public. The order was signed by a local judge around noon the day prior to that. My friend said he was able to read off some of the parts. Defendant shall not possess, use, carry, obtain any deadly weapon, and shall turn over all deadly weapons in his possession to the law enforcement agency that serves the order. If the defendant is in possession of deadly weapons, defendant is guilty of violating some code. I'm presuming that means if after this order comes through, he'll be guilty of that.
Deadly weapons, aren't they like kind of trained to be able to kill someone with like a bra strap or something? I mean, it's, you know,
yeah.
Fine, when all the guns are gone, then what? Then you could take a pen and stick it in someone's jugular artery and kill them.
And knives aren't going to go anywhere. So.
Right. So, you know, this idea that these military personnel are safe with weapons when they're over in foreign lands. But then when they're back in their own home, they're not. That's worrisome.
The claim on the warrant is that the person is under adjudication of mental incompetence, has been adjudicated as a mental defective, has been committed to a... That's the section of the revised code from Ohio. So they're looking to get him for mental incompetence, and that's why he has to appear in front of a judge. They confiscated all of the weapons that they found in the house, including a pistol, shotgun, 2 AR-15 rifles, and a stripped AR-15 receiver. The pistols, you know, they go on to describe, you know, apparently they also confiscated a hunting knife as well while they were there. So, in addition to the confiscations, the deputies attempted to question my friend and his fiance. I didn't get specific details on the questions asked. They refused to answer any questions without an attorney present. So, that was a good move on their part. It seems like Brandon Robb did talk to the police. And
right, and he wasn't actually charged. He was
right.
With the crime. He was carted off. And that's going to be the way it goes, I think, because they don't have to prove that you have done anything wrong or even that you're suspected of doing anything wrong, but rather that you're just a danger to yourself or to other people.
Which they don't have to prove either.
Right, but I mean, right, but you could say to me, Ian, I mean, you know, you've known me for a couple years and maybe you've seen me up or down, and if you see me depressed and I'm not wearing any makeup and I'm staying home a lot and not going out, you could say, Michelle, are you depressed? You could be a danger to yourself or to your family.
You need to call the psych ward.
Yeah, that's it. It's just that easy.
You're right. It is that easy. And I don't know if they can do it on the say-so of just another person, but if they get some state psychologist to say that this person...
They can do it for 72-hour hold for any reason whatsoever. And within that 72 hours, then they can say 2 weeks, and then it can become indefinite.
That's what happened with Brandon Robb was, you know, that somebody made the determination that he could have been a danger to himself, so they took him away. And now, thankfully, a judge has reversed that particular decision, and we'll let you know if we hear any more about his case. He told the men that were in his home, the sheriffs, that this is BS, and then one of the deputies remarked, "Look, man, I'm just doing my job." The icing on the police date cake was a notice to appear before a judge for an evaluation of mental competency. The judge will decide if he has to see a state psychiatrist. Keep in mind, too, if during the time between now and the judge's decision, another search warrant could be executed if they find any deadly weapons in his house. He'll be charged with a felony and will be arrested. So,
how do you prove that you're sane? By people, you know.
There's some state psych, some state shrink that evaluates you based on whatever state-oriented criteria.
I think that the
criteria.
State is insane, though.
I agree with you. 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. But from their perspective, it's insane to not believe in the state and not worship it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Michelle.
And the features on the site, by the way, include archives. You can go all the way back to late 2006. We give it away to you at freetalklive.com. Right on the top of the page, you'll find the last 7 days' worth of the show. And then if you click into the SoundCloud link, on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link. Click there, and you'll be able to go back for years and years' worth of archives. And if you want to share one with your friends or share an Edgington post, which is what Mark does, our normal weeknight co-host, you can just click the Share button on whatever episode you like, and it'll make it easy to share to your Facebook profile or Twitter or WordPress blog or wherever it is that you would like to share. So, once again, go to freetalklive.com, download however many archives you want. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You need some collections done, they'll do it with respect, and they'll do it in a way that'll likely keep your clients down the line as well, because that's important too. So you can go to SACL CAI through their banner at freetalklive.com. Look on the right-hand side on our banner column. It's the very top banner. Once again, that's SACL CAI. All right, so we'll continue here, 855-450-FREE. And maybe you know more about this case. I don't even know what the guy's name is. I just found this blog about his alleged raid that happened. This is a few days after the Brandon Raub raid went down, where they arrested Brandon Raub, a former military veteran. I guess that's repetitive. He's a veteran. And they arrested him because he made some posts on Facebook. This guy was not arrested. He was allegedly had his house raided by 7 sheriff's deputies who confiscated all of his firearms and then ordered him to appear in front of a judge for some sort of mental competency hearing. What will happen after that point in time, I don't know. When the hearing is, I'm not sure about that either. And if you know more, you're certainly welcome to clue us in at 855-450-FREE. Or if you've heard an update about Brandon Raub, also interested in knowing when exactly he's going to get out. You know, man in a robe has ordered him released. Usually it doesn't take too long after an order comes down from a judge to release a prisoner for the prisoner to be released. So I would hope that he's been released today or yesterday, because I'd heard originally yesterday this is when that order came down. So what happens to him, though, if somebody gets you with one of these Baker Acts? I keep calling it that because that's what it was called in Florida. The Baker Act was what allowed them to take you and put you.
Is this from Jim Baker? No.
I don't know. It's from somebody in Florida, probably the politician who wrote the act would be my guess. But it's one of these pieces of legislation that exist pretty much all over the country where you can take somebody from their freedom and put them into a mental health facility for 72 hours, up to 72 hours. And like you said, Michelle, they then get evaluated further and maybe kept for longer. But what happens if after you've been put into this facility, now Brandon has been there for at least a week at this point, after you get put into this facility and some judge decides, oh, looks like this was a mistake, and let you out? Do you have a case? Is there a civil case that you can bring in that instance? Or are they completely immune from? We thought there was a problem. You know,
I think they're immune under the USA Patriot Act, actually.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If I recall, because my brother was, I've talked about Tony before. He was arrested on and charged 2 felony counts of threatening a public official, which was something added under the USA Patriot Act with Homeland Security and everything. And he ended up taking a plea deal after spending 7 months in jail, most of which was in solitary confinement and having his head bashed in twice and being fed psychotropic drugs and what have you. And I wanted to bail him out. It was a $50,000 bail. And I wanted to bail him out like within hours and days. And I was told that if I did that, I would lose my $50,000 because they would pink slip him, which is what they call in California 552, where as soon as you walk out of the jail, they declare you, they pink slip you, and then they put
you... Is this the mental incompetence?
Exactly. And so even though you haven't done anything wrong and you haven't failed to report, you end up forfeiting that bail money. And so I waited, and it was... It was the worst decision of my life, just about, that I valued $50,000, even though that is a lot of money to me, but I valued that more than my brother, I just didn't think that
they
was going to...
But they threatened you, right?
Oh, yeah, and I just didn't
then
think that they were
going to... throw it away.
Right, and so I kept thinking, well, okay, one more week, he's okay, and sure enough, he witnessed a murder inside Orange County Jail in Santa Ana, California. And so he tried to, intervene, and he was beaten. He He wasn't beaten by the other inmates. He was beaten by the guards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were, you know, they wanted to see that civil unrest being handled within the ranks of the, you know, the inmates or whatever. And so then they started feeding him, like, clozapine or something and Seroquel and some other things. And, you know, it made him lethargic. It made him all kinds of things. So
you regret that you didn't put up the $50,000? Because sometimes you can call their bluffs. You know, cops lie, and politicians certainly lie. Bureaucrats lie whenever it's convenient for them. And so they could have been lying about that, just trying to intimidate you. But do you really want to put $50,000 on the line to call a bluff and see if they
are
lying?
And I didn't have, like, $50,000 is $50,000 to me. It's not like it's $500. And so, yeah, that's why I didn't end up doing it. But it just, it breaks my heart that I didn't. I don't know, do more or whatever. And, you know, we were out in California. There wasn't anything like mail to jail or this kind of community. Like, if that happened here, it couldn't happen here, I don't think, in the same way it could happen there, because there would be 20 of us or 50 of us or 100 of us.
Right.
And everyone that we know sending letters and rallying and whatever. And so there would be eyes on the watchman.
That makes a difference. Yeah. When people are paying attention to the plight of others, it makes a big difference. I mean, you can look at the Brandon Robb case. If he had just disappeared without anybody knowing and without anyone caring, then he'd probably still be in some sort of crazy ward. But because people cared enough to follow up, there was news reporting about it, and likely phone calls.
Civil liberties lawyers stepped up to
represent. I think it was the Rutherford Institute that stepped up. So, yeah, because these people kind of took up the mantle in this case, is likely what helped pressure things into happening in the right direction.
Absolutely.
So it's nice when people care about each other and stand behind one another. And I think you're right, Michelle, that, you know, being here in New Hampshire, where you've got over 1,000 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project, over 12,500 have signed on board to move here as part of the Free State Project. And people are making plans and making, you know, I know people that are packing to move right now that are, you know, going to be coming up here. It's great. Jillian from Stateless Sweets has announced that she's going to be moving to
New Hampshire. Oh, is she really?
Yeah. So, you know, the people are always coming here, and the more people come here, the better the community will be, and the more support we can offer to each other. The courtroom for Adamo was packed. There were plenty of people that came out to.
And he could have got as many as 20 years, right?
Yes, he could have.
Yeah.
So 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And he is appealing, as we had mentioned earlier this week. There's a video up about that over at freekeen.com from Pete at coughblock.org.
Good for him.
Where it kind of talks about what he's going to be doing with the appeal. 855-450-3733. TSA news on the way. Plus, Michelle's going to tell us something about Lance Armstrong. We'll share that with you. It's Free Talk Live.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. And if you're a lady listener and you want details on how to be on the Shrine, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Find them there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Mentioned in the last segment the Free State Project, and Michelle and I were talking about how valuable it is to be around other people who are willing to actually do something to achieve liberty in their lifetime. People who are willing to stand up for their friends and stand up for what they believe in and do what it takes, whether that's creating media like we're doing here tonight, or whether it's doing civil disobedience or non-cooperation, perhaps going to court to support somebody, running for political office. There are
agorism
as well. There are a lot of different things that people can do, and more becomes possible as people get together. There's a newer mover here at Akeen, James, who is an accountant by trade, really, you know, bright guy, and he is he came out to a cop blocking this past week. And made a video. The video is up over at freekeen.com. He did a great job with the video. But on the video's comments section, or not the comments section, but the description, he talks about how impressed he is at the community that's here in New Hampshire, because somebody called for a cop blocking literally 30 minutes before they went out. It wasn't anything that was planned. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of an off-the-cuff, hey, let's go do this sort of thing. And you had something like six people out and about doing cop blocking on the streets within a 30-minute time span. And they got all kinds of great footage. There was footage of one of the police officers riding his bicycle on the sidewalk, which is prohibited in downtown Keene. And they actually confront him about it and ask him some really tough questions.
Okay, so they were tough questions. Now, did it end up becoming humorous? Was the cop able to laugh at himself or herself a little bit and say, "You busted me"?
No.
Or did they try? Did he or she try to justify it?
The That's cop just, tried to justify it.
Oh, because you know what? It would be so, this place, more than other places I've been, the police really are pretty easy to talk to.
Most of them.
Mm-hmm. And I've actually had, I had two police officers one night at like 1:30 in the morning ask me if I would intervene on a situation. So they said, "We know that you're a peacemaker and in the community, and it would be nice if you could, if you think that you could influence, you know, those people over mm-hmm. there, then give it a shot, because otherwise they're going to go to jail." And it happened to be someone that I knew because from they work in a restaurant here, and it worked out really well. Another time, I was thrown a set of keys rather than have someone have to have their car confiscated and everything.
Right.
I was the drunkest one of anyone there, too. I can't believe it. I was just like, "Sure, I'll take them." I passed them off quickly to someone else.
Right.
But the thing is, like, that just doesn't happen in other places I've lived. And so
no doubt.
You have a nice canvas in which to work. The jail here is clean.
The jail on this part of the state is clean. The
yeah.
one in which Adamo is being held is not so great.
Oh, no.
It's really one of the, he describes it as one of the worst. And so, yeah. But out here, things are a little
yeah.
bit nicer. And just generally, though, I agree with you. In New Hampshire, the police are not as heavy, just as far as the amount of them. There just aren't as many of them around. When I went down to Florida, I mean, it was always this way in Florida, but I didn't really notice it as much because I had lived there my whole life. I swear to you, everywhere I went, there was a sheriff's cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm exaggerating, and I did a lot of driving around because I had to run some errands and go and, you know, see some people I hadn't seen. So I was in the car a lot when I was down in Sarasota, Florida, and I tell you, every intersection, police cruiser. Driving down the
yeah,
road,
police
cruiser.
Yeah, I noticed that
cruiser.
When I was in Delray also. Delray, Florida, yeah.
It was mind-boggling. And, you know, looking back, I know it was always like that. It's a very heavy kind of cop-oriented place. I went by a politician's sign on the side of the road, and it had a little sticker coming off the side of the sign, or I guess a big sticker because you could read it from the road, that said, "Endorsed by law enforcement," and then colon, and like six or seven names of different law enforcement officers that I guess, you know, you're supposed to know who they are because it's that much of a kind of pro-law enforcement.
Right.
Community is very Republican kind of an area, and even though New
We're
Hampshire
here to protect you and for your safety.
Even though New Hampshire has a lot of Republicans in it, the Republicans here are different. You know, the Republicans here are gonna in the state house. Republicans voted for gay marriage in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say there's a bunch of Republicans in New Hampshire, that doesn't really, you know, translate to what Republicans might be like in other states. And same thing with Democrats here. A lot of Democrats here are totally like gun rights. You know, they're packing heat. I mean, Democrats get the gun rights issue in New Hampshire. So it's just different here.
A couple things that I noticed, you know, I was out in California for 3 weeks, and it was interesting to see how in, for example, the town of Del Mar, which is North County, San Diego, it is illegal to smoke in public. Now, I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, so that's not, you know, really a big deal to me. But
anywhere in public?
Nowhere in public may you smoke.
Wow.
Right. $250 fine, I believe it was. And so in any case, and there are all these, you know, signs up. Everywhere. Signs,
yeah.
Everywhere there's signs. I mean, it's just crazy.
Don't do this. Don't do that.
The interesting thing, though, is there, people disregard the law.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving 85 miles an hour on the highway, and we call them freeways out there, and people were passing me like I was standing still.
Yeah.
And here,
tourist.
Everyone drives a speed limit. Everyone stops at the stop sign. Everyone, you know, obeys the laws that are there.
Not the cops. Not last night's, not from the video.
Right, but I'm thinking.
They busted them rolling through stop signs, too.
That is so
yeah.
great. So it's interesting, though, that you have the New Englanders that are, you know, it's they like to go by the rules, but there just aren't as many of them. Then you have people in California. There are lots and lots of rules, but nobody obeys
nobody cares.
Them. Yeah, it's really
interesting.
An interesting cultural dynamic, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So our number here tonight, maybe you want to share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind, 1-855-450-3733. I guess this was all the point about, hey, the Free State Project is great. There are a bunch of people here that love liberty. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more. But if you take an airline flight to get here, you might have to deal with the new chat downs, as they are being called.
Chat down?
Chat down. So they pat you down, and then they chat you down. Or they might. There's a chance that a TSA agent might just walk on up to you in the airport next time you're there and strike up a conversation with you.
Oh, I would love that. You know how I like to talk to everyone.
I know. So according to, but for some people it's kind of disturbing. According to Infowars.com, a Michigan journalist suffering from a facial disability has described his treatment at the hands of a TSA behavioral detection officer as frightening. After he was detained and swabbed for explosives following a refusal to tell the agent what his business was on a domestic trip from Detroit to Grand Rapids, Steve Gunn of the Muskegon Chronicle notes that he was approached by a female TSA agent at Detroit Metropolitan Airport and asked where he was going and why. He says, "I'm headed home." Then she wanted to know where home was. That's when the mental alarms went off and I realized I was being interrogated. I asked her why the federal government needed to know where I was going and what I would be doing. She explained that the questions were part of a new security pilot program.
Oh, my God. Sign me up. I totally want to have a conversation with this woman.
Well, you're flying, right?
Yeah, I've been flying a lot.
So maybe just look suspicious, and then they'll just start look shifty. And
well,
maybe they'll come talk to you.
They like it when I start taking off my clothes. And that always, you know, garners some interesting conversations, but yeah, so go on, sorry.
The author then admonished the agent that he's a law-abiding American citizen and that his movement and business within the country is not restricted or beholden to the whims of the federal government. He said that we live in a free country where innocent people are supposedly protected from unwarranted government intrusion and harassment. The journalist then notes that the TSA agent yelled out, "We have another refusal!" for all within earshot to hear. It's been previously noted that TSA agents purposefully resort to public humiliation tactics by yelling, "We have an opt-out," when passengers request not to walk through the body scanners. "One of my bags was seized," he said, "and I was momentarily detained and given a hand swab, which I believe was to test for residue from bomb-making materials." We'll give you a little bit more about these chat downs here in moments, and maybe you've experienced one. Feel free to share your story with us. 1-855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this radio program and you would like to support the show, one of the ways that you can do that is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You go to promote.freetalklive.com, you'll get details there on how to get a free bumper sticker. You can download graphics, web graphics, and even high-res graphics with which you can make whatever your creative heart desires. We give all that stuff away over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And still to come here, we've got the story about Lance Armstrong. Apparently, he's giving up, according to Michelle, and we'll tell you what that means here in a little bit. But first, I'm going to continue the TSA chat down story. This from Infowars.com, where they're citing Steve Gunn of the Muskegon Chronicle, where he was approached by a female TSA agent at the Detroit airport, who then proceeded to chat him up about where he was going and why he was going there and what his plans were.
And it wasn't just from being cordial. It was for the purpose of gaining information, because as part of the new security pilot, you said?
Yeah, it's a pilot program they have where if they, for whatever reason, decide they want to chat with you about what you're doing, they will just stop and talk. And, you know, it's certainly within their purview. The cops can do this. It's called, it's called a knock and talk. If the cops suspect you of something or want to gather information, they don't need a warrant. They can just come up, knock on your door, and if you talk to them, then they'll try to gather information from you.
Sure.
You're not under any obligation to speak to them. And I don't know what obligation you have to speak to the TSA agents either. In theory, I suppose if you don't talk, they might be able to detain you or something like that. And then, you know, make you miss your flight. There could be some sort of punishment like that.
I would love to see, like, people get kind of creative in a fun way and, like, maybe, like, fart. Like a really nasty fart or something. And then they're just like,
try to make them go away.
Oh, yeah. Or burp right in their face or something and just be like, oh, bleh. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I have gas. What were you saying?
Well, I don't know if I could call up a fart on command, but... But you could certainly call up your cell phone and begin recording one of these interactions if the TSA agent is chatting with you, you can start recording that conversation. And, you know, look, if I'm going to be on the record with you, Ms. or Mr. TSA, then you're going to be on the record with me. And then you can start asking them questions, and because whoever's asking the questions is the one
that's
winning.
Control, yeah.
So give me a little bit more information about his experience here. He says he passed the bomb test because he refused. He stopped after the first question, answering questions, when he realized he was being interrogated and this was more than just a little friendly chat with the TSA. And when he stopped answering the questions, she yelled out, "We have another refusal," and then proceeded to swab him for a bomb check. He said he passed the bomb test and was told he could move on, but hung around a moment and told everyone within listening range what I thought about this terrifying experience. In the wake of the recent furor over the claims the TSA is using such so-called chat downs to conduct racial profiling, Gunn's case presents another interesting angle. The writer notes that he believes the reason he was stopped by the behavioral detection officer was because he has been suffering from a condition called Bell's palsy, which includes temporary paralysis of all of the muscles on one side of his face. He says, "I can't smile, and the condition makes me look even grumpier than usual." The TSA does train its officers to look out for out-of-the-ordinary facial expressions as indicators of potential security risks. Gunn suggests that, "I suppose the government figures that grumpy-looking people with droopy faces are potential terrorists. God help any stroke victims who try to travel. If they suffer from paralysis beyond their face, they may be detained and questioned for weeks." You'd have to wonder about that. Do you think that the terrorists who took over those airplanes back on 9/11 were, you know, if that's the story you believe, were scared about what they were doing? I imagine some of them were, but some of them might have been elated. Some of them might have been absolutely thrilled to engage in this because, you know,
well,
they're going to go to heaven and get
virgins. They're going to get virgins, 70
right.
virgins, which after you've had sex with those 70, I don't know if you get 70 new ones, but because they won't be virgins anymore. But, yeah, so yes, elated, excited, any sort of, emotional response or whatever. And so, but the people in TSA, have you ever had any conversations with them? We're not talking about the sharpest tools in the shed. So I want to know how, you know, they're minimum wage, unskilled workers. So now those people are going to be judging my facial expressions and my intent and my...
Well, I'm sure they'll go through a two-hour training program before
at
they...
At least, yeah. Maybe two and a half.
As USA Today reported last week, the TSA's behavioral profiling program at Boston Logan has not proved at all effective. Out of 725,000 Logan travelers over the past year, just a fraction were referred for further screening, and even less were referred to law enforcement. Only a handful were actually charged with anything, and not one single terrorist suspect was apprehended. The TSA had to talk to 2,217 travelers on average to spot one who merited law enforcement attention. Not exactly a big reward for all that trouble and expense. And I question what they mean when they say merited law enforcement attention. That could mean that, you know, they had a bag of pot on them. It could mean, you know, that they were wanted for some other crime. Not
or
necessarily
like me.
They were to bomb anything.
Right. Like me, I have this clear plastic bag that I use that it's sturdier than a freezer bag or whatever, toiletry bag or whatever, but it's clear. And I have, you know, my face wash and my, you know, this and my that, and my deodorant and everything. And on my last trip, I was told that I couldn't have as many items as I did. I said, well, they're all under 3 ounces and they're in a clear plastic bag.
That's the only rule I'd ever heard about.
Well, now there are a certain number of items that you can have in that clear plastic bag. And so they took apart my bags and undressed me and did the whole thing because
you had more than the number.
Exactly. And I've stopped saying at the very beginning of the line, "I'm opting out." Instead, I just wait to see if they're going to send me through the scanner or not. And then if they are, then I say, "I'm opting out," you know? And so
they didn't yell it when I went through there. They didn't do the yelling thing that they supposedly do.
Oh, yeah, they've done that
to me. They yelled for you?
Yeah, a few times. But it wasn't, so I didn't have to opt out, but I did get pulled aside for a secondary check because of this clear bag. And the woman just looked at me with disdain and said, you know, she was very butchy looking. I was makeup and, you know, really ultra girly frosting looking. And She just looked at me with disdain.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. But she said, do you really need all of these toiletries? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm 44. I need all the help I can get. I mean, I tried to make it, you know, lighthearted, but instead I looked at her and said, well, I don't, but you do.
Did you?
No, but I mean,
in your mind's eye.
Of course. I kept my mouth shut. But yeah, the thing is like she, that would have been an equal retort to the way she spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I was nicer to her than she was to me. And
well, being nasty with them certainly isn't going to get you anywhere, right?
No. But so, you know, they get to be as rude as they want to me and what have you. Kind of stinks.
Toll-free number here for you and your story. Maybe it's a it doesn't have to be chat down related. Maybe something else happened to you in the airports. 1-855-450-3733. Urging his readers to call their representatives and tell them the TSA chat down program should be scrapped. Steve Gunn, the author and at the Michigan Live site, notes that this program is bizarre and is a bizarre and outlandish violation of the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which is supposed to protect us from unreasonable search and seizure by agents of the government unless they have probable cause. Well, generally the entire TSA is, in my opinion, a violation of the Fourth Amendment's prohibition against unreasonable search and seizure.
The entire USA Patriot Act is a violation of civil liberties, yeah.
But ultimately, your opinion and my opinion don't matter. What matters is what the Supreme Court justices say, and they are far more likely to back up the government and their TSA programs than anybody with any sense in their head.
Guarantees them a job.
That's true, and all they have to do is say it was reasonable. So if the Fourth Amendment says that you're only protected from unreasonable search and seizure, all they have to say, well, it's reasonable. There could be terrorists, so therefore it's reasonable to search everybody and question them.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that the chat-down program is the violation of the Fourth Amendment is ridiculous. It's the whole program, the whole TSA that's the violation. Now, you wouldn't be able to say that if it were a private company that were searching their customers before they went on the flight. If we actually had a private market in air travel, and usually the airline carriers are privately owned, or public, you know, they're companies, they're not governments. If you had the, you know, companies running these airports, then the airports and the airlines would be the ones deciding on security policy.
And you could choose. Like maybe JetBlue and Virgin would not have such stringent ones, but American and United would. And you get to choose which ones you go on.
Exactly right. 855-450-FREE. That would be an ideal world. We're not anywhere near that one, though. 1-855-450-3733. Lance Armstrong, the cyclist guy.
Yes, Michelle, he won the Tour de France 7 times and an Olympic bronze medal.
But he's giving up, and we'll explain why in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No deals or marks in the business advertising.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, WHEY.com.